You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Shake that thing, miss. Can I shake that thing, miss? Hannah better shake that thing, yeah. Donna, Jordy and Rebecca, woman, get busy.
Sean Paul will always be somebody that makes me eat crow immediately. I dated a girl in high school, true story. And we were at the car wash one day, separate cars, and she's just blaring this exact song. And I was like,
banger.
I was like, nobody likes Sean Paul.
What?
And she's like, are you kidding me? Everybody loves Sean Paul.
Yeah.
Kind of was giving me like that little flirtatious, like, you don't know what you're talking about. And dude, I kid you not, Julio. Like 2 minutes later, this guy pulls up and goes, ooh, is that Sean Paul? And she was shot back in her hand, just looks at me and is like, told you.
You're dead wrong on that.
And I was wrong.
So catchy.
Shout out to her. She's still, I don't even think she listens to Radio Sports Radio. Ah, well, maybe she does. Who knows?
Just for you, Dusty.
Yeah. Sean Paul. It's like Sean Kingston. That guy had a real quick turnaround of his career.
That's
that guy
true.
Had like an insane banger of a song, then almost died on a jet ski, and now he's like being like investigated. Like, you don't want to be that in life, that's for sure. I almost got decapitated on a Sea-Doo one time.
How is that possible?
My buddy and I were on one, and we fell off.
Ooh.
And I was under the water and I popped up and the other guys were coming and they I don't know what happened. The gas, the throttle got stuck and they came right at us. Boom, hit the side. I had to like go underwater. Oh, it was brutal.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. We'll see how scary the out of left field question gets here on After Hours. It is 8:00. Julio hit the music. Oh, no. It's been a while. And I didn't say do it to me, Julio.
I mean, that's really what the problem was.
Yeah, I didn't give you the right cue. I did really go really quick, which luckily for you, I'm talented enough to just kind of bite my time here and just keep going.
Well, you keep going with it.
I will,
and,
yeah.
We'll find it eventually.
No, it's fine. Yeah, it's good. The Dallas Mavericks are up 31-18 in a game 5. Could send the Minnesota Timberwolves home. There's the music. Just to recap, 31-18. Luka Doncic, our boy. 22-1, 20 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. I like it. One thing I also like is how we get to involve the text line during this segment, 913-586-7610. What is something that we used to always do that we should still do, but we just simply don't anymore? It's a mouthful, so I'll give it to you in a slower way. What is something that we used to always do that we simply just don't do anymore, but we should? Julio, I've flipped the coin. You have won the toss. You can either receive or defer on the out of left field question on May 30th.
I will receive.
Okay.
Pull the old Andy Reid.
There you go.
I'm going to go
Well, he
with,
would kick.
I'm going to go, you know.
You're pulling the Kyle Shanahan.
That's correct. I'm going to go with mixtapes. Like, no one makes mixtapes for anyone anymore. No one even really does playlists anymore.
You big mixtape guy?
I was, yeah. You know, it's a good way to express how you really feel, or it's a good way to put yourself in a good mood. You throw on some jams that you just, you know, put you in a good mood.
No doubt. I used to, and I've said this 1,000 times before, so I'm sorry, but I used to listen to the top 8 at 8. And I'd put a blank tape in there,
yep.
And I'd record, and then as soon as the song was over, I'd stop. Next song would start, record, and that was like pre-LimeWire.
And I hated when the DJs would talk over the beat. It was the worst.
Yeah, here's number two, All the Single Ladies by Beyonce, but already 15 seconds of the song have been playing.
Yep.
My stepmom, Mary, bigger fan of you than she is of me. She, like always, says, making phone calls to family and friends to check in. Now we just usually text. Very true.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's a bad thing. Hey, Dad, how you doing? Everything okay? Also, I think part of that is we just don't know people's schedules. So many people work two jobs now. So many people have different situations. Like, I used to know when I was a kid, my mom or my dad or my stepdad or my stepmom, they worked from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. I knew that. Now, I don't know what they're doing.
And I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. I know I keep up with my family more now with our family text chain than, say, when I was, you know, in the early 2000s when texting wasn't necessarily that big of a thing, not like a group text situation.
Yeah.
And I would maybe call my mom once a week, hopefully on a Sunday or something. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I mean, I could go a couple weeks, unfortunately, without talking to her. But now, you know, I talking to everyone pretty much multiple times throughout the week.
Yeah.
So...
Plus, phone calls are just kind of, I don't know, phone calls are just different.
I'm not a fan of phone calls, man. If it's that important, text me or leave a message.
Or if I'm in my car.
Yeah.
Which some people have, like, I know Fesco does. It's kind of funny. Like, I'll text Fesco every once in a while. I'll be like, I'm currently driving to my car. We'll get back to you as soon as I'm not driving. Which is, like, the most classic Fesco thing in the world.
Yeah.
But it's also a good thing. Somebody in the 816 also says, make a phone call. Somebody from the 816 says, wear rubbers.
I don't know that it'll ever go out of style. But.
Okay. I didn't know people weren't still doing that. Somebody says, opening the car door for your woman from the 816.
Chivalry. It's a lost art.
You think so?
It's true.
I still see glimpses of it being in the service industry.
I
really hate is when I take like an order to table. And I'll be like, all right, miss, go ahead and start. And the dude will just be like, I'm going to do the two combo. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Lady always orders
first.
Sorry,
I guess we're going to him first, you know? Somebody says you can make a Spotify playlist and text it to a girl these days.
Doesn't hit the same, though, you know? It's too easy.
I have, I do that with, like, iTunes. Like, I just went to Bleachers. And I immediately go to the set list. And then I go to the iTunes and I move all the songs in the order they played. And I went with my sister and I shared it with her. And then I shared it with a buddy who I was there with. Shout out Nick Caldrone. I will say one thing that people no longer do that they used to always do that they should still be doing. Using a damn turn signal. Now, I'm prisoner of the moment. Because I have a job that is in a gigantic area where there are cars coming from every direction, and some four-ways have a stop sign and some don't. Like, one, there's a three-way where the cars can go through and others stop. And I obviously, you know, I live in Lee Summit, and I live in downtown Lee Summit. There are a lot of four-way stops. And in that area, it's very nice to know if you're going left, if you're going right, or if you're going straight. And people just refuse to use them. And where people also refuse to use turn signals, which is infuriating, is on the highway.
Oh, that's the worst.
Like, that's just, I'm not saying that I'm not saying that everybody has to use it every single minute. Like, if I'm driving to do Fesco show and there's no one on the highway and I'm getting ready to get, I'll still use it. Now, maybe I'm an old man, but it's
a very
just,
old manish take, but I feel you.
But nobody uses them anymore. The other thing people don't do is they don't push their chairs in anymore. Weren't you always told as a kid when you get up to push your chair in? Nowadays, people just get up and leave that thing hanging. Someone says, nobody that I know goes to the movie theater anymore. But I don't know why. You can't beat watching a new movie with a buttery popcorn and a cold drink in hand. I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Because that ticket parlayed with that buttery popcorn and that cold drink for one person is like $23. Now, maybe that's egregious, but you get what I'm saying.
Yep.
And with the advancements of sound technology, like you could have a sound bar and a 65-inch ultra HD-ish whatever. And it's basically kind of the same. It's close enough.
There are certain movies that are just better in theaters, though. Like I've seen Dune 2 in theaters. Like, that was an experience. I've seen it at home a couple times now, and I love it. But it's not the same as, like, an action-packed, thrilling movie. Like, sound, effects, And some of those, like the 4D movie theaters, like those are super cool. Like there's some things that they've done to kind of invite you to come.
Yeah.
So there are some things, but for the most part, like a comedy movie, you don't need to see that in the theaters. No. Like why?
Like I understand, like Long-con. If you want to go see like Maverick, right. Top Gun,
right?
Because you want to hear the jet engines and feel the shake, or maybe you want to see it in IMAX.
Yeah.
But I think from where movies used to be, where there weren't flat screen TVs and there weren't Dolby digital advanced sound technology, where you could buy a sound bar, put it in your living room, you could dim light tell, you could put like neon lights behind your TV to kind of give the ambiance what you want.
Yeah.
But I'm with you. I still think there are movies like Dune and Dune 2 and Top Gun where it's like, that's one you go see in the theaters. Like, oh, they're doing another Star Wars. Or like, I went and saw Infinity Wars. I didn't. I saw that at home.
But that's one you probably should have seen in theaters.
Probably. But then COVID hit. Someone says, call instead of text. I'm cool with it. But my wife reads every text I send the wrong way. I don't really understand that. Somebody says, it's nobody's business where I'm going next on the turn signal. Okay.
Mind your business, Dusty.
I guess.
Mind your business.
I just love when, you know, Terry's coming over in his F-350 going 85 miles an hour and I'm going 75 and just slides over in front of me. Like,
invites himself over. Yeah.
All right. A little notice would have been nice. Or if I'm at a four-way stop and where it affects me the most is like, if you're not using a turn signal, neither am I. We can both advance the system by going straight at the same time. But if you turn left and I don't know it, I'm like, dude, if I'd have known you're turning left, I wouldn't have jumped the gun. Well, Dusty, you should have just waited no matter what. Turn signals. I'm big on the open the door for people, too. I always tell people that. Like, have you ever been, like, walking into Quick Trip and there's a guy, like, five paces in front of you and just doesn't even acknowledge you? And you're like, oh, okay.
Have the lady walk on the inside of you.
On the street.
On the street.
Yeah, you're always on the street side. Also, you should always be in the bedroom. You should be closest to the door.
Closest to the door. That's correct.
I learned a few things in relationships.
Right. Your mama taught you well.
Yep. I've had a girlfriend teach me that, too. We were big into, like, walking after dinner. And I remember the first night we walked, she popped me a test. And she's like, do you know what's wrong in this situation? And I was like, well, wrong? I was like, we're walking late at night, not wearing any reflective gear? She's like, well, that's one. I say, okay, so I got bonus points. She's like, you're walking on the inside of the street, not the outside.
Good for her.
And I was like, oh.
Good for
and
her.
And I made sure we never had that discussion.
Ever since, right? Good for her.
I may be a slow learner, but I still learn.
I'm going to learn something today.
Somebody says, turn indicators come standard on cars. Please make this a public service announcement. The only thing I know that some cars have is, like, you'll see the lights on the mirrors light up when there's a car within, like, range.
Yep.
But not everybody drives those, and not everybody drives a Tesla. Not everybody's fortunate enough to drive a damn Tesla. You know?
I'll hear that.
Again, the out-of-left-field question, what is something we used to always do, but we just don't do anymore and probably should? Yeah, if you ain't holding the door for your lady. My name's Dusty Likens. My phone number is 816-3... I'm kidding. I wouldn't do that.
Are you, though? No.
How many phone calls do you think if I gave my number over the air?
That
right
would
now?
Be a mistake. That would be a mistake.
My buddy Robert says, Tyreek Hill hasn't heard of rubbers.
No, that's
a fair take.
That is fair.
That is a fair take.
Was he in 10?
10 kids.
10 kids now?
10 kids. One away from tying Philip Rivers' all-time record.
Now, what's his name had more, didn't he? He was also on the Chargers.
Cromartie?
Yes.
Antonio he had like Cromartie. 13. He had one after a vasectomy.
I don't know what to say to that.
He didn't listen to his doctor. That. Somebody says from the 816, why doesn't the person at the drive-thru window say thank you? I had a rude encounter at Freddy's like 2 weeks ago. It was brutal. But I mean, I just shake it off with kindness. I went to Freddy's. I got the classic Dove steak burger with cheese. And I got
I got
cheese fries. And I was like... She was like, is the name Dustin? I was like, yeah, it is. She's like, okay. Reached out for my card. Comes back with the straw and the drink. Has the food. I was like, may I please have some jalapeno fry sauce? Yeah. Gave me the bags. Gave me the sauce. Said, thank you. Have a great night. And just like shut the door, dude. But again, like I've said before in the industry, you don't know what that day's been like for that person. And no matter what you say or do, it just, you know, and by the time I got out of here, it's, you know, got to Freddy's like 9:40. They probably close at 10. She's not having it.
All right, that's still within the window of acceptability.
Yeah.
About 20 minutes.
Yeah.
After that, it's a no-go.
Yeah, because I mean, I don't even care at that point if the fries have been up for 5 minutes. Yeah. Just throw some cheese on those things and let me get out of here. Somebody else has said that people don't tip delivery drivers anymore. And then somebody says, would you be perky if you worked at fast food all the time? No, that's what I said, man. I don't know what that person's day was like. So that's why I was just like, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it. That's like whenever I go, if I ever have to, if I'm like out of almond milk or out of coffee beans, I'll drive through Starbucks because it just so happens to be the closest outside of Whistle Stop to my house. I'll go to either one. Normally I go to Whistle Stop beforehand. And like, dude, those Starbucks people, they go through some times, dude. And I'm always like, hey, have a great morning. Thank you so much. And there's times where they're like, uh-huh, sure. I'm just like, that's fine, dude. I'm sure you've dealt with some a-holes, man.
Right.
You know? I could only imagine. No, I want a grande frappe mocha chaka latte, and I want it with a few ice cubes and a straw. And it's like, okay. So there goes my morning. And then there's the other side of the conversation where it's like, well, those people sign up for their job. Yeah, but they don't sign up for the jerks and the people that come through.
Well,
just be nice to your people in the service industry. Dallas is up 48-28 in game 5. Luka Doncic is having an historic first half. There is 7 minutes and 50 seconds left. Coming back, I'll explain to you why it's okay to still be all in on this Royal Cruise ship that we led the show with. That's Julio Sanchez. I'm Dusty Likens, and you are listening to After Hours on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
Hours 913-586-7610. That was the Jay South Antos 7 service sex sign to the out of left field question. Somebody says I do Uber Eats at night. I get tipped plenty. That guy is slow. Oh. Okay. Somebody else says eye contact doesn't happen anymore. Like during conversation, I need to work on that myself. I found myself doing that. Like, I don't look at people when I talk to them. Or when people are talking to me, I don't like take time to look over and lock eyes.
Acknowledge them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a lost art. When I was a teenager, that was like one of the things. I don't know, it's kind of weird. But like, I made a point to force myself, as awkward as it was, to look people in the eye when I have conversations with
them. Yeah.
It is. It's hard. It is hard. I don't know why.
I think it's gotten harder too because
people are just always multitasking now.
Or you're like they're doing one of these where like, yeah. Uh-huh, yep. The other one says write letters to send in the mail. Our buddy Bryson, who was the fan of the show, the young lad that came in and did a couple of segments, he wrote me a letter to the station. Because I'll never forget that. Spec sent me a text today. He says, by the way, you have a letter from a Bryson. I was like, is that good or bad? He goes, I don't know. It's not open. It's on my desk. And it turned out to be great. My dad sent me a one as well. He said, a lot of people don't pray before their meals anymore.
It's true.
Dig it. Let's eat. All right. Maybe give thanks. Maybe say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, brother. Look. This Royals team is something that you know myself, the crown jewel, which fits perfectly now that this team is winning, is going to consistently be with. And I know there's a lot of people out there. I worked with one today. Shout out to Dakota. I don't know if he's listening, but I wanted to give him a shout out because as soon as Correa hit the 3-run triple, he turned his phone off and took his earbud out. I said, what are you doing? He's like, game's over. I said, it's the bottom of the sixth. I can't just go away. That was the last 7 years mantra. You go home, you turn your TV on, and be Brad Keller pitching, and it was 5-1 in the second inning, and you knew this game was over. So don't really like that sort of attitude. And I know that the majority, if not 85% of this town, and I get it, there's some of you that are like, well, I refuse to back this team because I can't watch this team. You can listen. I literally played golf yesterday and just listened on the Odyssey app. Didn't have any issues, didn't have any sort of dropouts. Was literally played the last four holes listening to Eisenberg and Stewart. And I think the interesting thing is that there are a lot of people out here that get upset with losses, whether it's, you know, 4 out of 5, 3 out of 4 series against Minnesota. That was big. And as Sean Barber had alluded to earlier, it feels like the target field is the Bermuda Triangle on this Royal Cruise Line ship that we are on until the end of summer. Thanks for joining. Because it's going to be fun. And you know it's going to be fun. And the thing about it is that you still have a 3-game lead over the Minnesota Twins in your division. You still have a 3-game lead over Minnesota in the wild card spot, the number 2 wild card spot. And the real part of the series doesn't start until next week, June 4th, 5th, and 6th. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday. And the other thing that's interesting about this is that you have a lot of padding when things can get a little south, right? Like, I would trust, like I did with Seth Lugo. The Royals had dropped 3 in a row. They lose the final game of the series against Tampa. And then they lost the first 2 games against Minnesota. And you were able to give the rock to a guy and say, hey, we need this game. We need this game. Here's the ball. Go get us a win. Royals go down early 1-0. They don't give up anything the rest of the game. They end up winning, what, 7-1? Sal hits a bomb. Velasquez hits a bomb. And the best part about this Royals cruise line is that, like some cruise lines that you've been on, you get to bitch and moan. Sorry for cussing. You get to complain about, oh, I didn't like the breakfast spread. That's the equivalent of being like, eh, I don't like Melendez being in the lineup. But I liked dinner. I liked the drink specials, and it still made my day, and I still had a great day on the cruise line. Like, we're talking Drew Waters. That's what we're talking about. Unlike last year, where everybody's going, why the hell is Hunter Dozier in the lineup? Why is Brad Keller still pitching on this team? We don't have anybody in our bullpen. When are we going to implode this team and start rebuilding? When does Chapman get moved? And this year, now the discussions we're having is, man, do I want to go to this weekend series and see Cole Reagans or Seth Lugo? Is my favorite player outside of Salvador Perez and Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, or Michael Massey? And as president of the Michael Massey fan club, he's a lot of people's favorite sub-main star Royal. You're watching stat lines of what people are saying. You're scoreboard watching. You're noticing that the Royals are 3 games behind the Cleveland Guardians with a tough task coming up. You know the pitching rotation going into the weekend. Michael Wacha, Alec Marsh, and Cole Reagans. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Should be a one heck of a turnout this weekend for the Royals. For all of you that were going to the Taylor Swift concert, cover concert in Lee's Summit, now it's canceled. Kind of worried about Friday night's game. But it's the Padres, and you know they'll delay that thing as long as they possibly can. 913-586-7610. Today, Bobby Witt Jr.'s 24th multi-hit game of the season, which is now the most in the majors. He's had multiple hits over 40% of his games this season. You have an anchor of an MVP. You have an anchor of a Cy Young, and you might have two of both. Coming up on the other side, the toughest thing to find in the trade deadline you don't have to worry about, plus why this team is giving you enough belief to carry on and enjoy the cruise. I'm Dusty Likens. That's Julio Sanchez. This is 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta forever. Come on and sing along. We're going to party, climbing.
Tell him, Lionel.
Forever.
All night long.
It's your boy.
Come on and sing my song.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a patio session tonight, Daddy.
I'm with you on that.
You going to join?
I think so.
Have a few pops.
You know, we got a nice new patio. We're going to go out and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Good night for that.
It is. It is currently 73 degrees. Looks like it's going to rain between 9 and 11. It's nice. It's peaceful. It's, you know, have a little tunes faint in the background. Somebody says, what do you think about making a huge trade for like Jazz Chisholm or Brent Rooker? That's not happening. Again, would be awesome, but that's... I say it's not happening, but then again, who knows? No one saw Will Myers getting traded. Dallas is up 61-38. Luka has 22-5-3.
Inching that way.
Only scary part is... the blowout is engaged.
I know. Yeah. Once you get to a certain point, it's going to get pulled back.
But you've got to think he's probably not going to start the second half. And then they'll just rest him up. Get another dime. He dribbled too much. But he shoots a three and destroys it. 25-5-3 for one Luka Doncic as they are on a 12-2 run up 64-38. Now they just need to win this game and go sweep Boston.
I told you the points and the rebounds were it. It was the assist that made me nervous. So,
Which now, if he can just get to 30 quickly, he doesn't need to score. He can just start throwing dimes, and he really needs players to stop stealing his rebounds.
There's a rebound. Just got one. There you go.
We look good, right? We look. He's got 25-6-3 or 25-6-4 in the first half. Somebody says, wait, you can listen on the Odyssey app? Why did I just pay $30 for the MLB at Bat app? I don't know. Also, do you think you can go to Amazon and find like a AM, FM radio?
And you can't listen to the Royals games on the app, right?
Yeah, you can. Literally just listened on the golf course. If you're in the local area.
Okay.
So you have to be like in the listening area. Okay. So like if you're in like Boston and you're a Royals fan, you probably can't. But I think that's, you know, I think one thing that's very interesting about this team, which is one of the big positives that maybe not a lot of people consider because of how spoiled you are so far with the winning, which has been nice, is the... the big sort of thing is that when it comes to not only the trade deadline or the playoff push, which are both kind of like parlayed together at the certain times of the year, is that when games get more intense, and we haven't really felt this since 2016, but when games start to get a little bit more tense, players start to lock up more. And that normally tends to be for players that are position players. So batters, when they get into the batter's box, they start to think more. They get a little bit more tense. Normally, it's a pitcher's advantage down the stretch. The Royals, with Seth Lugo and Cole Reagans and Brady Singer and Michael Wacha and Alec Marsh, seem to have the upper hand against what would considerably be the rest of the division, right? Minnesota, and you can say I'm biased and I'm fine with that. Minnesota played this series like it depended on it for the rest of their season. And even with the Minnesota Twins taking 3 out of 4, they're still three full games behind the Royals. Three full games. And I think the Royals, like all of us, wanted to see a series win, wanted to see 3 out of 4, or at least 2 out of 2. And Minnesota made sure that didn't happen. But the Royals, I think, knew, hey, it's still March or it's still May. We're not looking ahead, but we know that the competition is the Cleveland Guardians. We know that's our competition. We got to stay within it. And if we do that, all should prevail. And they're doing just that. 3 games behind Cleveland, 3 games ahead of Minnesota. And what you've done early on is you have separated yourself from everybody else in the division. You're going after the conglomerates at the top that are playing amazing baseball. And there's a lot of people that look at both sides of Cleveland and they look at the side of Kansas City and they say, well, what's going to give? Are the Royals going to fall down to earth, or is this really what the Royals are? Consistently winning 6 out of 10. Going 50-50 on the road and winning 2 out of 3 at home. Or you could have the same conversation with the Guardians, who are missing one of their better bats in the lineup and missing a starting pitcher who is a Cy Young winner. And that's why I bring up Lugo and Reagans. You have two. When it gets tough and tense for the Guardians, who do they lean on? And I know they've got players. I know they got baseball players as well. But this is a Royals team, which moving towards a trade deadline, you don't have to find one of the toughest finds or one of the most expensive finds, right? You don't have to go get a starting pitcher. You just simply don't have to, because your starting rotation is just simply too good. And the thing that I think a lot of people find themselves talking around the water cooler about is, all right, what's more needed, a corner outfielder or a bullpen arm? And after you watch today's game, you might have told yourself they need a bullpen arm. And if you would have talked about watching Tuesday night's game, you might have told yourself, I can't watch Casey Hampton in the outfield anymore. They need an outfield player. Where's Drew Waters? When does MJ Melendez get sent down? That's the conversation you're having. You're not having the conversation of how do we get out of fourth place? How do we make it respectful? No. You're going to watch all of these games. And I think that the beginning is like anything, right? And I could use a golf analogy for any sort of topic. And the Royals are a golfer that went out on the front nine and they shot 1 over. When a lot of people projected them to probably shoot 7, 8, 9 over. And they shot 1 over, which means, yes, they may not win the round against their competition, but they're going to be there till a little bit towards the end. And again, at the beginning of the year, everybody's opinions can change throughout. That's what sports are. That's what baseball is, because it's so damn long. Is at the beginning of the year, you said, just give me some competitive baseball. Give me to training camp. Give me to mid-July. At least give me the All-Star break where we've got a chance. Make it interesting. Get me to football season. Because as Vern's alluded to many times, once 15 starts throwing the football, everybody's attention shifts over to the other side of the stadium. But how great would that weekend series be? Right? We talked about this on After Hours last week. September 5th, opening night of the NFL. Baltimore and Kansas City. You know what September 6th, 7th, and 8th is? Minnesota comes to town for 3 games in your house. What a time to be alive when you could have a magic number over Minnesota in those three games, and then it is a two-horse race officially, and you're just behind the Cleveland Guardians. I think the Royals are really, really destined to make noise all the way into the mid to end of September. That's competitive baseball. That was goal number one. That's what you wanted to do. And goal number two was, can this team make a playoff appearance? No one, I think, in this town is saying they're going to go to the World Series. No one in this team's like, I think they can be World Series good. But there's one thing that kind of contradicts that, is that once playoff baseball starts, if you give yourself a chance, and you've got two guys at the top of your rotation that could be potential Cy Young candidates, Seth Lugo plus 1,600, Cole Reagans plus 1,300, and you've got two guys in your lineup that could be potential MVP candidates, that, my friends, is a very good recipe to stay competitive, to also make a playoff push, and then after that, Godspeed. Coming up on the other side, we get to what missed the cut on After Hours. That's Julio Sanchez of Dusty Likens. You are listening to 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Oh, oh, oh.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Those kids were fast as lightning.
Final segment here on After Hours. Thanks for joining us.
In fact, it was a little bit frightening.
913-586-7610. Thanks for all the tuning in and following along on the J Southland Total Service text line and the Odyssey app. If you use it, do me a favor. Go talk to your friends about it. Introduce it to people. Say, hey, you ever just drive around at night or you ever want to listen to something different? Check out After Hours. Julio Sanchez, Dusty Likens with you until the end. 9 o'clock is the end of the night. Tomorrow you can get all sorts of business. You know, tomorrow they'll be talking a lot about this Royals series. San Diego comes to town. Is Sunday ace versus ace? Because Arcia is going to pitch against the Royals at some point. No, he's not. But Dylan Cease is going to pitch against the Royals on Friday against Michael Wacha. Saturday is Musgrave versus Marsh. And then Sunday is King versus Reagans. The Royals have a advantage on every night except Friday night. Saturday, June 1st, 3-10 start. Alec Marsh, 4-1 with a 2.72 ERA. Who saw that coming from your fifth starter? But I do want to get to what missed the cut in case you missed some very just atrocious stuff from earlier. I listened to 5 seconds of this song, Julio, and I knew it was trash.
It's time.
Take your time in here. Just take a time out in fear. The nights we opened up and we knew how much that you and I were real. How long I gotta climb up this hill.
Stop it. Former tight end of the Raiders, Darren Waller.
I thought he was a rapper.
What is that? And I know I'm not hip to the new age. And I don't know if he's trying to sound like Juice WRLD, RIP, or Migos, RIP to one out of the three. Takeoff, I believe, right?
Yeah.
That's absolutely horrendous. That is terrible.
Is that his love song to get to Kelsey Plum back?
That's his breakup song to Miss Plum.
He's a fool.
Did he file for divorce?
No, I believe she did.
Good.
Yeah.
Did she hear like one song and said, nah, I'm out. You need to play football, man. You don't need to do this. The video, he's wearing a Letterman's jacket. When's the last time a Letterman's jacket was cool? 1996?
Hey, man, those things tend to come back around, you know?
They don't.
No.
Vinyls, yes. Maybe DVDs. Maybe AM radios. Letterman jackets, no. because you scream of a high school breakup, sad boy in the corner of rain pouring down on you, and no one cares. You can't understand a word.
It's time.
Let's take
your time ahead.
Ugh. Stop. What are you doing? It doesn't work out. Antonio Brown tried it. He sucks.
Maybe the same Antonio Brown that just filed for
bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The same one that thought he could rap. Now, something I can't get behind is Darren Waller's rap career.
Yeah. That wasn't even rap.
I don't know what that was. A ballad?
Crying into the microphone.
That's just full audio tuned. And people say that my music tastes suck. The other thing I can get really behind, though, is your tight end being a spot start actor in movies.
Our first fan mentioned, it's more of a conspiracy theory. This is the theory, Travis Kelce will be announced as part of the cast of Happy Gilmore 2.
Is that true?
I didn't even know there was a job opening for Happy Gilmore 2, but if there is, I'll be a f***ing extra. This is exactly what it says it is, a conspiracy theory. Who knows? Theories can come true.
There's three parts of this conspiracy theory. Part one, on the podcast, Arnold alluded to the Kelce brothers being in L.A. to set up movie deals. Part two is Travis has been wearing this hat for a couple of weeks. Part three is just Happy Gilmore 2 was just announced. So there's really no evidence to support this whatsoever.
Other than the movie's getting made and I'm looking for movie deals.
And we both love Adam Sandler, so we're just in line with about 1,000 billion other people.
What role?
You got to be involved with Shooter somehow. What about Shooter's caddy?
Did Shooter even have a caddy?
He might in Happy Gilmore too. Happy's got his caddy, which is an iconic homeless guy that he dressed up. Shooter, who's like Mr. Big Shot, has a professional tight end being his caddy. I think it works pretty good.
I could be Shooter's caddy. You could be Happy Gilmore's caddy.
So these two things that make the cut, one I can't get behind, which is Darren Waller's music career. One I could get behind is Travis Kelce's acting career, because Travis Kelce would be, I think, kind of similar to like how Gronk did Entourage. It's got to fit, and it can't be a huge part. Like, he was great on Saturday Night Live. Sketch comedy, real quick, here and there, and 5 to 7 minutes. Being Shooter McGavin's caddy would be hilarious, because I think we're at a point now, Julio, where everybody recognizes and knows who Travis Kelce is.
Yep.
Whether it's that's the Pro Bowl, All-Pro, greatest tight end ever, whether that's a Super Bowl winning champion tight end, or that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend. And with his personality and his presence, he fits. That's something I'm okay with. And that's something that he can comfortably do while he's retired. Darren Waller singing about a breakup with a girl that he let go. Like, that's the type of girl that your buddies behind your back take a screenshot of when they saw her opening NBA
waiting,
night.
Waiting in the weeds.
And they sent a screenshot and said, this is the one Darren got he let this one get away.
Fair game now. Whew.
And what a great addition to Happy Gilmore 2. Now, there's been nothing but rumors that have escalated, right? There's been rumors that Sydney Sweeney and Paige Spiranek would be in this movie. That they'd bring back old cast members. Obviously, Chubbs wouldn't be there. Gam Gam wouldn't be there. R.I.P. to Carl Weathers. I believe that's Mr. Gilmore's jacket. I believe that guy has passed away as well. Also played Jaws in the Roger Moore films of Bond. Somebody says from 816, that dude cheated on Miss Plum. That's crazy. Yeah, like, what do you, like, and now you're going to write a song in a Letterman's jacket where it sounds like absolute garbage? What are we doing? But Travis Kelce, man, sign me up. Somebody says, wait until Travis Kelce sings a song with Taylor Swift. That won't happen.
I hope not.
There are envelopes really to be pushed. Not. That is one that does not need to be pushed. She already wrote a song about him. Was it called, like, Alchemer? I haven't listened to the album.
Yeah, like Alchemy or something
Alchemy,
like that.
Alchemy, I think
yeah.
is what it is. I've only listened to that song and the Post Malone song. Not really my thing.
No. I think that's basically her whole album is just kind of slow like that.
It is very slow.
Yeah.
Start of the second half, Luka Doncic with an assist. 71-40, Dallas Mavericks over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Don't forget.
This one's about over, right?
Blowout has got me worried.
Yeah.
Blowout has me worried because they're up 31 with 11:30 left in the third quarter. I don't like that. I did like this show tonight. I do like Julio Sanchez. I do like my local listeners. Sounds like what all of us made in a garage band in one take. Yeah. I don't know. My friends are pretty talented in their garage band. Shout out to the Groove Tenders. Shout out to all of you in Kansas City. I appreciate you all like I do every single night. And as I tell you all every single night, like Blair has done, like Bryson has done, like Julio has done, like I try to do, go do nice things for people because you never know. It could change their day, week, month, or year. Kansas City, as always, it's cool to care. Stay safe and stay kind in this beautiful city and get ready for a weekend series versus the San Diego Padres. Michael Wacha, Alec Marsh, Cole Reagans, go take a sweep. Go take a sweep. Get ready for Cleveland next week. As I like to do every night, I like to let you listen to Paul Simon on out. Kansas City, have a good night. Stay safe. I love you all. Julio, do it to me, Julio.
See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
You're listening to After Hours with Dusty Likens on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.